This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, we read, "Away then with sinful earthly things. Deaden the evil desires lurking within you. You have nothing to do with sexual sin and impurity, lust and shameful desires. Don't worship the good things of life, for that's idolatry. God's anger is upon those who do such things." We're in Colossians, again, chapter 3, verse 5 today. And in this, we need to consider ourselves, Paul is saying, dead and unresponsive to evil desires. You know, things like sexual sin and impurity, lustful desires, materialism. I know this isn't easy, so we need to make a conscious and daily decision to live according to God's values, to live filled with His Holy Spirit. In our original text, beginning in verse 5, it says, "Put to death, therefore, your members which are on the earth: sexual immorality, uncleanness, depraved passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry." Look, Jesus Christ wants to be more than just a ticket to heaven for us. He actually desires to produce a new behavior in us, to change us from being an old man to the new man. But hey, that ball's in our court now. He's done his part. We need to act upon the power that is now available to us, the power that lives within us. We must turn the key and push the accelerator. Or if we don't, it simply makes no difference how big and powerful that engine is, right? He says, put to death. Now, put to death in the Greek, it means to deprive of power, destroy the strength of. Well, that certainly clarifies things for us, isn't it? The language of death is so emphatic. I mean, death is permanent. It's complete. He says, put to death your members, which are of the earth. Members, it means your body. It means the parts of your body and the elements of the life of your body. Now, indeed, in reality, we're likely going to stumble, but a true believer doesn't continue in sin. 1 John 3, verse 9 tells us that whoever is born of God doesn't commit sin because his seed remains in him, and he can't sin because he's born of God. Then he has a whole list here. He said sexual immorality, and essentially in our language today, that means any illicit sexual intercourse. And we think, well, that's good because, you know, we're not sleeping together. We're not having that kind of sex. But then the next word says uncleanness, and that means any other kind of sex. And then it talks about depraved passion. And then now it's going so far as to get us on illicit sexual thoughts, evil desire. That means illicit desires and longings. And then there's even covetousness, which means the desire for, well, more of everything. Verse 6 says, "For these things' sake, the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience." I don't know what more can really be said here. The reality is God is not going to sit back forever and let these things continue. Patient? Absolutely. Gracious? No doubt. But he's not going to let it persist unabated in non-believers. So why do we think he's going to let it carry on in his own children? Verse 7 says, "You also walked in those things when you lived in them." Now, these things that he's speaking of, these things of the world, they are to be left behind. We have to move on. "For you now, complete and whole in him." Well, you're actually, again, living in him, and he's living in you. That's a powerful concept. If he's living in me, what I can do, what my potential is as far as holiness, well, is unlimited. And he is inviting us to invite him and to live inside of us.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.